This is Vatican Radio. A week on from the Pope's trip to Sweden for the commemoration of the Protestant Reformation, theologians and the media are still assessing and discussing the impact of this historic visit. But what was it like to view Pope Francis's journey as a Swedish Catholic journalist? Charlotte Smeds is head of Vatican Radio's Scandinavian programme. She gives her perspective.
My experience in the coverage is quite interesting because my first reaction was how Swedish media is not used to this kind of coverage. Swedish media is not used to speak about religious topics or faith or church. So there was a lack of preparation from the journalists, the local Swedish journalists. They really wanted to speak about it, but I could really tell that they were not used to these kind of topics. So the questions during the various press conferences were questions that you don't hear and you didn't hear from the international journalists that had come to Sweden to cover this. So there was a big difference between the local journalists, the Swedish journalists, and the big amount of journalists from abroad.
Would you say that by the end of the trip, that a lot more Swedish journalists were actually more interested, were actually bringing, oh, this is actually a big story, we really need to cover this?
It is, and it keeps on, you know, being one of the main topics in media after the trip. They keep on writing about this and keep on trying to understand what the Pope actually say. And there is one version and then there's the controversy. So it's still in media. And that's probably, I think, the thing Sweden actually gained with this trip was the fact that this dimension has again or has a place just in public debates and public space in media. People, so there were long interviews with Catholics, long interviews with Lutherans. They were invited, both voices in radio programs and television programs. So suddenly there's an interest in Sweden for this. So it's not so much a Lutheran country. It's actually a very secular country where both Lutherans and Catholics are considered, you know, not very interesting to listen to, but I saw the
but they became interesting.
They became interesting, exactly.
Your reflections, again, just from your perspective, were there particular highlights, were there particular things that you pinpointed that you'd like to talk about?
I knew and I realized that it was so that the same second the Pope put his foot on Swedish ground, he was very welcome. You know, Swedish people welcomed him and they wanted to know him and they wanted so they were happy he was there.
I mean, there was so much. I mean, obviously, I mean, there was the commemoration. It was almost like a two part because the first dealt with the commemoration, and then there was the second part, which obviously there was the Pope with Catholics themselves. A lot of them were immigrant Catholics.
Exactly. No, it's important that the whole visit was actually, the focus was on the commemoration of the Reformation, even the Catholic Mass. So when he, during the meetings on Monday, of course, it was all about Lutherans and Catholics, the reconciliation, in the sense that yes, we have different opinions, but we are actually capable in meeting, being friends, praying together, and trying to work together in a world full of conflicts. When the day after the Pope spoke to the Swedish Catholics, it's a minority church. The Catholics live very lonely in a way in this very secularized country. So, of course, they were so grateful for him staying in Sweden. But in the same time, he reminded them that the holiness is in the unity. We have to aim for Christian unity, and you have to sort of leave your
dialogue and
exactly. So, so I think actually that a local ecumenical dialogue, even if this was an international meeting, is going to grant out of this visit. So it was an international meeting, but actually locally in Sweden, it's interesting that it took part in this country so secularized with such little space. And that's why often Christian groups, are, since they're small, sort of stick together. And instead now you saw in the Lutheran cathedral in Lund that in the morning before the Pope came, there was a procession from the Catholic parish to the church, and there was actually a prayer already in the morning, an ecumenical prayer, with Catholics entering the church, and it had never happened before. And those are little signs of...
So overall, just to round up, I mean, from a very positive in the sense that you had people talking about it, there was the media talking about it, there was the idea that the Pope wanted of dialogue and people coming together, you know, different communities coming together. I mean, there must be the hope now that that will continue.
Yes, there is a big hope, of course, in Sweden for this, and I am sure it will result in this, that it will continue in various smaller and bigger initiatives in keeping both these aspects alive in media and these aspects alive in practical work, mm-hmm. in this mm-hmm. in the society.